Okay, so the internet is a really small place. And
yet it's very large.
Yes, and yes, it's very large. And so stumbling across and surfing the websites that I do, I'm really surprised that I would find a family member's pictures on a website that I thought they would never do because they said they would never do something like that. And then to see a family member and you're not really sure, but then there's things in the picture that you know, or
person, place, and thing.
Yeah, and you're like, a part of you is like, oh my God, no. And another part is like, yes, it is. But then you're like, no. But what really irritates me the most is that when this family member says, I would never do that because I would get in trouble and people would find out and you can do it, but I can't do it because I'm not like that.
And yet you find out they've lied to you.
Do I have a right to feel betrayed and angry and never want to see this family member at family functions again?
Yes, especially since you confided some of your secrets to them, and yet they turned around and lied to you about not doing that themselves. When in fact, person, place, and thing, you have caught them. Just like a detective has caught his quary.
And the weird thing is I wasn't looking for them.
No, you weren't looking for it.
And so the other thing then is seeing them at family functions, how am I going to... I'm not good
with... How are you going to relate to these people?
Well, yeah, when you see them at family functions and you're sitting down, you know, shooting the shit, and how am I supposed to act knowing that they looked me dead in the face and said, I would never take the chance or I wouldn't do what you do because my life would come to an end and things would just be horrible and what would I do? And then all of a sudden you find out that...
You've been lied to.
And how, you know, I, you know, family or not family, they still, you know, we're still close. And this family member knows a lot about me. You know, like the brother or sister that I never had.
Mm-hmm.
And I told them things I would never, you know, I
that
wouldn't.
You had a hard time telling me.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. I wouldn't say never because never is.
I just said a hard time.
Yes, thank you. Because never and always are indications of lies. So, but a part of me says I don't have a right to judge. And we did do an a February on judging. And I don't feel it's right for me to judge a family member like I would say to a spouse, you know. You violated the terms of our marriage or something. You know what I mean? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Or however, a friendship?
I've always, and you know, you've known me for many, many years. You know that I treat people in the respect of, if you tell me the truth up front, then we'll forget it and forgiven.
Yeah.
But if you lie to me and tell me you didn't do it or this not the truth, then you will have angered me and you won't get forgiven. You will have created an enemy in some respects.
Yeah. The thing I was trying to think, I had a thought when you were talking. Oh, I haven't confronted them. And I don't think, a part of me says, I don't have
the right to do that.
Yeah. But then again, we were, you know, we're a close family and, you know, best friends kind of thing. And...
But by not confronting him, you're not giving him an opportunity to fess up either.
I just think, you know, my, and being, having the emotional deregulation, where I can't regulate my emotions, I can't figure out how to deal with it correctly, or, you know, without, because the first reaction I have is cutting that family member completely out of my life.
Yeah, cut and run.
Yeah, because I've bailed on people before, so it's, you know, that way they don't have a chance to hurt me again. And I guess that's it. I feel like, but a part of me is also realized I am self-absorbed. I am selfish, and maybe that...
person feels that you might judge them harshly?
I'm going to judge them harshly more now. Before I would have said, hey, you know, cuz, share share the dirty details. I'd have been more than willing to listen to all his little escapades and say, hey, you know, cuz, tell me what's going on.
His or hers.
Well.
This person.
Family member. Cousin. I don't have any brothers or sisters, so. But, yeah, I that's what I'm saying. I would have been more than willing had he told me up front that he was doing what he was doing. But to find out on my own.
Simply by stumbling across it. By
accident. On the internet of all flipping places.
And what are the odds? You could probably have bought a lottery ticket this time.
And then, you know, and it's been going on for a long time. And I'm thinking, what's the next big family function if somebody doesn't die or get married first? It would be, what, Easter? Next, yeah, something like that. Easter dinner? And I just can't, how am I going to do that? And I want to know, do I have the right to say anything to him?
I think you do. I think you have every right to say, hey, what's the story here? I stumbled across this.
And if you don't tell me, I'm going to tell your mother.
I wouldn't say anything. Give them a chance to explain. And if they won't and they lie to you, say, well, you know, here's the evidence. Have a nice day.
Man. Part of me just does not want to deal with it. But a part of me doesn't want to talk to him anymore or hang out and, you know, share drinks and, you know, talk about the weather like we used to. I don't want to do any of that anymore. Before I was okay. It was all one side. It was always about me.
Uh-huh. But you had had this conversation with this person. And I also remember being removed from the conversation, but still could listen in. And this person said, no, they would never do that because they didn't want to get caught in the middle of something stupid like that.
Were you in earshot vicinity?
Yes, I was.
Oh. Because he's told me that more than once. Yeah, more than once. And that's... See, I wasn't sure if you heard it or not.
Quite clearly.
So, audio booers, if you're listening to me and my beloved, let me know.
And I'm ranting and raving.
Let me know what you think. Do I have a right to confront my cousin? I might as well just say my cousin because I already did.
Let's just say someone we know and care about.
My cousin. Yeah. God. Oh, man. I was really close with him, too.
Time, space. What happens in time?
What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Yeah, right. Well, this isn't...
Don't post stuff on the internet if you don't want people to find it!
Yeah, even by accident.
Okay, I'm going to go start deleting my stuff now.